I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Monday, July 20th. Ohio is among 13 states within PJM Interconnection. That's the regional grid that coordinates how electricity flows. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports that the latest PJM auction shows that demand in this region is moving faster than generation. That means the electric bills will likely remain high.
Even at record high costs, PJM still fell short of its own reliability goals. It cites data center growth as a major factor driving demand. But the Ohio Manufacturers Association argues utilities themselves are bringing overstated demand forecasts to PJM.
Given now that we've had all these consecutive auctions that just go sky high, again, customers have been losing in every single one of these. It's time for some additional oversight.
That was OMA President Ryan Augsburger. In June, two state lawmakers introduced a bill creating more forecast oversight, but with summer recess, it hasn't gone anywhere. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Overall, property values in Montgomery County are up. According to County Auditor Carl Keith, they've gone from a total of $39 billion to nearly $46 billion. That's nearly a $7 billion increase to the county's total real estate value. These changes come after the county's 2026 property reappraisal of more than 260,000 property owners. A reappraisal is a state-mandated update of all property values. Keith also emphasizes that property taxes don't increase at the same rate as property value. For most property owners, they can expect an average 2027 property tax increase of 1.5% to 2%. Senior Resource Connection had been Dayton's longtime provider of Meals on Wheels, serving over 600 seniors and 14 dining locations until it closed on June 30th. Now, the Columbus-based nonprofit Life Care Alliance is stepping up to continue meal services for those in need. WYSO Shea Frank has more.
Life Care Alliance has been running its own branch of Meals on Wheels in Central Ohio for years, offering around 8,000 nutritious meals a day to clients across Franklin, Champaign, Logan, Madison, and Marion counties. The organization recently expanded that coverage to Miami, Greene, and Dart counties, starting test deliveries as early as July 9th. But Life Care Alliance's president and CEO, Chuck Gehring, says they are still in the early stages of providing Senior Resource Connection clients in the Dayton region with the meals they need.
And we were notified of this pretty late in the process, so this was, we wanted to be seamless, but it just, we did the best we could. We've done a lot in the last month. You can't believe what we've had to do in the last month.
The cost of this expansion is partially covered by federal funding through the Area Agency on Aging. Gehring says they're actively working to raise money to cover all aspects of providing meal services across Dayton.
And besides the cost of making the meals and things like that, we're buying some trucks that will eventually get logoed and you'll see them roaming around Dayton. And we need a warehouse somewhere.
For WYSO News, I'm Shea Frank.
Officials are investigating an aircraft crash in Trotwood. The Ohio State Highway Patrol says an ultralight aircraft crashed Sunday afternoon at an airstrip near North Lutheran Church Road and Old Dayton Road as it attempted to land. Ernest Washington of Miamisburg was flying the craft when it lost control and overturned. He was thrown from the Kolb Firestar ultralight and sustained life-threatening injuries. He was care-flighted to Miami Valley Hospital. Donald Trump claimed in a speech last week that voter rolls in 18 states were compromised by China in the 2020 election that he lost, although he did not provide any evidence. Ohio is on that list. Trump won it three times, including in 2020, and officials have said that the state has the gold standard on election systems. State House correspondent Karen Kessler reports.
A document released by the White House shows Ohio is one of 18 states that Trump claimed has voter data that was bought, stolen, or hacked by China.
My administration is in the process of notifying the states whose election data was compromised by the People's Republic of China and many others.
Republican Secretary of State Frank LaRose, who provided Ohio voter data to the feds at Trump's request in February, pushed back on the seriousness of this. He says info from the Fed shows China may have accessed Ohio's publicly available election data around 10 years ago, but it's the same info that anyone can download. Trump also railed against mail-in ballots, which were cast by over 2 million Ohio voters in 2020. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Another day of bad air as smoke from wildfires continue to affect our weather. Air quality advisory in effect for today. Temperatures peaking in the mid to upper 80s. For Tuesday, we'll have to contend with the chance of some strong to severe thunderstorms. But then things get nice for Wednesday through Friday with temperatures around 80, lows around 60 degrees, and fair skies. And that's WISO Today for Monday, July 20th. I'm Mike Fraser.